Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A Texas company is giving up plans to generate electricity with wind turbines along a ridge in northeastern Alabama. The Gadsden Times reports that Pioneer Green Energy is abandoning the $2 million project because rules imposed by the Alabama legislature were too restrictive. Pioneer Green attorney Charles Stewart says the project has been canceled in Etowah and Cherokee counties. Stewart says the company could not make the project work because of legislation establishing parameters for any wind turbine project. He says that includes setback lines and permitting through the Alabama Public Service Commission. Property owners in Etowah and Cherokee counties had filed lawsuits to block the turbines, which they claimed would hurt the area's natural beauty. Governor Robert Bentley says a country was behind the hacking of a state computer network in January. Bentley told reporters that he knows which country, but he can't say. He says the only reason he knows is because of his top secret security clearance, and that's why he can't reveal the name. He says the hacking was caught and corrected. State officials announced in January that employees of the State Information Services Division had discovered the breach, and they said they were beginning a criminal investigation. Bentley says he does not expect any criminal case now. An Alabama federal judge may not face a jury on charges of domestic violence. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins has more.
The defense team for U.S. District Judge Mark Fuller says he may enter a program that helps some defendants avoid prosecution. Fuller's attorneys say he's open to such a chance in Fulton County. The defense says Fuller is entering treatment for an unspecified reason. The Atlanta court offers pretrial intervention and diversion programs for some defendants. Fuller's defense attorney, Jeff Brickman, says he plans to talk to a prosecutor soon about the possibility. Brickman says Fuller would welcome the chance to end the case. The prosecution didn't return a message seeking comment. Atlanta police recently arrested Fuller on a misdemeanor battery charge after his wife called 911. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Music fans have something to celebrate this weekend. The annual Black Belt Folk Roots Festival takes place Saturday and Sunday in Utah. The festival features blues, gospel, and old-time roots music. It's also a feature of crafts and food. Organizer Carol Zippert says when the festival started in 1975, most of the participants were black, but now the event has grown more diverse.
For me, the festival holds our stories. The blues talks about struggle and perseverance and just making it over. And the gospel talks about the hope and faith that we will continue to make it through our struggles.
Zippert says it's a powerful statement that the festival has grown to show the diversity of the community. The event is free to the public and takes place at the old Courthouse Square in the center of Utah. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Friday morning to you. Look for temperature back in the upper 90s to near 100 this afternoon, the hottest day so far this year. Only a 10% chance for a lone shower or storm. As for tonight, lows in the low 70s for Saturday, Sunday, hot, hazy, humid. Temperatures remain in the upper 90s with a heat index value topping 105. Expect only a 10% chance for that stray afternoon storm. A few additional scattered storms by Monday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.